you know, give it up as a bad trip. But because we had to catch a lot of them, you know. And you might get
what sort of
two or 3 cents a pound.
Yeah, what sort of boats did you have?
Mostly we had skiffs, what we call skiffs. And the skiffs were of different lengths, depending on what you were using them for. For instance, if you had if you were fishing, then you got a smaller skiff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about handline fishing or floundering.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had skiffs that we used for oystering that was maybe 22, 23 foot long, see, with higher sides. It would carry more oysters. They were both. But at the same time, in other words, the larger the skiff, the more manpower it took, you know, to row it.
Yeah.
So consequently, like I said, you wouldn't take an oyster boat to go handline fishing, you know.
Yeah. What about did you ever use a boat with a flat bottom or a...
Yeah, all of them was flat bottom, you know.
Square bow, you know.
No, well, that's bateau, you know.
Okay.
But we used a regular skiff. In other words, it always had the pointed bow, you know. Now, you would oyster out of it. Sometimes you would use bateaus for oystering, you know,
mm-hmm.
by having square ends, both ends square, you know what I mean. Naturally, you increased your carrying capacity, you see.
Did you ever see a P-Rogue?
Yeah.
What were those?
A P-Rogue is, that's what they use over in the bayous in Louisiana.
Okay. Now, if a woman wanted to buy a dress, maybe of a certain color, she takes along a little square cloth to use as a what you call that?
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about there. They'd call it a sample, or a scrap, scrap sample, or something of that description.
Okay. And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she's very becoming. She says that's a very,
very nice dress. I mean, usually,
very.
Oh, if it's a real dressy dress, you know, I've heard them use that. Oh, that's a dressy dress, you know.
Well, she wouldn't say that's a beautiful dress. She'd say that's a.
There's different adjectives used for that. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
Sunday go to meeting dress. And
pretty? No, pretty.
Pretty? Well,
I might say my dress is pretty, but hers is
prettier.
Okay. Now, what would a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And what you used to drink at maybe at an old well or something, you used, not a well, a faucet, you might have a gourd, or if you didn't have a gourd,
a dipper.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, in other words, you had metal dippers and you had gourd dippers, you know.
What sort of metal was it made out of?
Most of them, in other words, for the dippers. In other words, they would stick, the ones I've ever remember was the porcelain dippers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, like I said,
That was made out of what?
It was tin with a porcelain coating on it.
Okay.
See?
All right.
It was kind of like a wash basin, you know, face basin that you used to.